A lot of us pray for God to give us more money. A lot of us ask God for that. But perhaps the question we should be asking is, God, are we doing what you would have us do with what you have already given us? That is the key question. Let's talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. You know, sharing the show, tagging a friend, all of the above. I really appreciate it, especially for you subscribers. Thank you for all that you guys have been doing, supporting us, subscribing, praying for us. It is a battle, and we need everyone possible lifting up our hands like they did with Moses. And one of the ways you can help lift up our arms to strengthen them for the battle is to subscribe. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in a memo field, and in gratitude for supporting us, you'll get an HTBT mug. You might get a pint glass, which I heard they're laser inscribed now, upgrading those pint glasses for you. And you'll get tons of other benefits. But most of all, you'll be supporting what the Lord is doing on this network, which is needed more and more every day. I tell you, you see what's going on in the news. You see what's going on in the world. You see what's going on in our churches. And more, it is evident that we need bold, godly men in shows like that are on the Fight Laugh Feast Network, more so than my show. My show is about business. My show is about finance and money. But there is just some great shows out there speaking truth that needs to be spoken. And I am just so thankful for all the guys that are on the network. So go over to that. If you have any questions, go over and do that is what I should say. If you have any questions, comments, you want to reach out to me, you can find me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Email me there. Look for me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I'd love your subscription or your follow or whatever it is for whatever site you are on. I feel like every single one is different. Can they just get on the same page and just all say like subscribe or follow or like? Just one. I don't care which one. Just get one. I was thinking a lot today about money. And the reason is my wife and I were reading through our chronological through the Bible in 1 year. And let me tell you, we are so far behind. I'm recording this July 30th. And today, I think I'm reading May 27th or 28th. So we're in the Chronicles. We should be like in the New Testament by now, it feels like. So we're really far behind with the move across the world and traveling for a month for business. Yeah, we just kind of got behind and we did not stay faithful. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. We did not stay faithful. And the funny thing, a little side note about that, is that when we are not praying as a family, when we're not reading the word together, more conflicts happen, more issues arise. And you can't directly correlate it a lot of times, or maybe I'm doing that right now. But it's not like if you miss the reading, you're reading with your wife for one day, then your whole relationship's going to blow up. But it just subtly starts to creep in when you are not faithful and diligent in reading and praying together as a family, as a husband and wife. You start to see it go off the rails every time. It never fails. And then when you get back to it and you're reading and you're praying together, it doesn't just magically fix, magically come back together and work. But when you start to do that, you'll notice the sweetness of your relationship is restored. At least that's what I've noticed. We've been married, what is it? Almost 8 years. Wow. 8 years. So I want to talk about the question I posed in the beginning, or a statement of the questions we should be asking God. It is so easy for us to look at what we don't have and think, God, why don't you give me more? Why don't I have more money? Why can't I do more things for you? And it can honestly be a very noble intent. Maybe you really are wanting to do more in ministry. You want to do more things for serving the Lord. At least that's what you think. Your heart's got you deceived. No, I'm just kidding. But I think the better question for us, I don't know why I did that. Sorry about that. I think the better question for us to ask is, God, is there a way that I am not glorifying you with my finances? Is there some possession or some talent that I am not using the way you would have me use it? It's so easy to just assume that we have it all figured out. I mean, we want to think we have it all figured out. We want to think that we are doing everything right, And it's really hard for us to reflect back on ourselves. It's really hard for us to sometimes even just see the sin or see the shortcomings or see the misallocated resources that we're using, not the way God wants us to. And if we don't ask that question first, I think we're missing a big part of what God's trying to do in our lives. It's not just that he's depriving us or holding back money from us or resources or possessions. It's that he's trying to show us something with where we're at. And he's trying to show something with me, where I'm at. And this happens to me a lot. And we hear in the Calvinist, if you're a Calvinist, you're familiar with total depravity, the idea that we are totally unable to do good, to live up to God's standard. We're unable to fulfill the high expectations God has for us. And then a lot of times we think of total depravity in the context of sin, but it's also in other areas where we don't have the propensity, we don't have the desire, we don't have the sight to see all the things that God wants us to do with our possessions and with our abilities, with our gifts, with our talents. And we need to be praying and asking God to show us any areas of our finances, our checkbook, our giving, our time, our homes, our cars, our weekends, our Sunday mornings. Are there any of these areas, God, that you would have me do something different? And if you would have me do something different, open my eyes to see it. And this goes along with the reading I had today and why I was thinking about this. It's 1 Chronicles 29. And it's where David is talking. He's basically set up all the things that Solomon needs to build a temple. And he talks to Israel and he's praying to God. And he says this in verse 14. I'm reading out the NET. That's my favorite version. But who am I and who are my people that we should be in a position to contribute this much? And this much being how much he gave set aside for the temple. Indeed, everything comes from you, and we have simply given back to you what is yours, praying to God. For we are resident foreigners and nomads in your presence. Like all our ancestors, our days are like the shadow on the earth, without security. O Lord our God, all this wealth which we have collected to build a temple for you to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you examine my thoughts and are pleased with integrity. And David is just saying what is the truth. That all of the things that they have to give to the temple and everything else is God's. And sometimes we forget that. And we wonder, how are we going to make more of this? How am I going to get more of this stuff? When that shouldn't even be the question we ask. We should be asking, what does God want me to do with what I have? And will it accomplish what he has for me to do tomorrow and the next day and even the current day? And so we should be praying. We should be asking that God show us what to do with what we have. And then if he is opening the door for an opportunity, for a ministry, for buying a new house, for moving to another state, applying for a new job, God, provide me everything I need for that, because this is all his. And the more we realize that it's not just that we are totally depraved from doing what God wants us to do, it's that we don't own anything. All of this is God's. Our money is God's. This earth is God's. The material, our skin, our bodies, our children, our families, it's all his. And that total depravity, that really all of this is his, should be a comfort to us. Like, we should just be able to swallow our pride, which I should talk about next show. That's another really important piece, is swallowing our pride and walking humbly. But if we can just accept that nothing I have is mine, then you're not going to be stressed out when you don't have enough money, because it's not yours. You're not going to be stressed out with not being able to pay your bills, because all that money is God's anyways. And when he wants you to pay those bills, When he wants you to go somewhere to do something, he's going to give you what you need. It's not about you. So when you are thinking about what money you need, what resources you need to do the next step that you think God's calling to you, first ask this: God, am I being faithful in what you've already given me? Now let's go out and be successful together. God bless.